It's Art About Town time. It's your weekly art exhibition lucky dip. And this week, we're off to Bathers Pavilion for Gemma Rasdell's solo show, Water Access Only. Gemma joins us now. Gemma, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Lily. I'm really good, thanks.
Before we get into your solo show, oh my God, Gemma, last week you were announced a finalist in the WIN competition. How are you feeling about that?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I still quite can't believe it.
I know, right? Because you've entered a few years now, right? Like, this is the thing. These prizes, it can take a few goes before you make the list.
Yeah, so this is the third time I've tried to enter, and I had zero expectations. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Oh, very good. Okay, Water Access Only. It has opened. It has sold so well. Congratulations. It's a little bit of a new. You have some of your new style in there. Tell us about that.
So I've done a lot of watercolor and gouache works this time on paper, which is really new for me. I mainly work in mixed media work on recycled sailcloth and canvas. The paperworks has been a nice change. It was, I started working on paper because I was struggling with overworking my paintings, and I wanted to find a way to stop myself doing that, basically. And with paper, you can't overwork them because you can't hide brush strokes on paper. You can't go over them a million times.
Because I was going to say, do you just end up wearing a hole in the paper?
Yeah, basically. So, and it's cheap, and so you're not precious about it. So you can be creative and like expressive without worrying about making a mess or wasting material, because lots of things in art are very expensive. it's been a really good way for me to like loosen up and explore new techniques.
Yeah. And Water Access Only, it's a pretty personal show for you because you live on a boat and you live in a water access only area.
Yes. Yeah. So I live on Scotland Island. My studio is on Scotland Island. It's only accessible by water. And so it's sort of a celebration of the community there and the way that we all choose to live.
And speaking of community, there was a whole group of Scotland Islanders, the Islanders. I think I heard everyone calling each other last night at the opening. What has been the response from the community about your show?
It's been really great. Everyone's so supportive. And so much of my work, like my neighbours let me go onto their balcony and sketch from their view. And like, I've been popping in and just using all those resources, and everyone's so supportive. It's been really exciting.
It was funny. I was hearing everyone walk around the show last night and say things like, oh, that's such and such a place. Oh, no, that's the back of so-and-so's place. It was lovely. Everyone, like, you know, you paint so beautifully and you paint so... It's interesting. It's realistic, but it's not realistic. Like, as in, you can tell what the scene is and where the scene is. And everyone was like spotting out their favorite spots last night throughout the show. It was so nice. Gemma, before I let you go, what's next for you this year? You've got the WIN Prize lunches this week. That's very exciting. You get to rub shoulders with all of the other artists.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to be the fangirl.
and then you're off to France for a residency this year.
Yes, I am. So I'm doing a 2-week residency in France in this amazing sort of chateau in the countryside. And there'll be lots of other artists there from around the world at the same time. So I'm really hoping to collaborate with other people and try some new things and maybe not paint boats for a little while.
Yeah, no, because there's no water. This is like in beautiful kind of fields. So
yes, exactly.
It will be seas of green, not seas of blue.
Yeah.
Now, Bathers Pavilion, your show is on. How long is it open for now?
It's open till June 20, so it's on for a little while.
Great. So, you know, people can get along, have a coffee, get upstairs, have a look at the artworks. It's a really beautiful space. It's a beautiful show. Oh, my goodness. Gemma Rasdell, congratulations on Water Access Only and also your Win Prize finalist listing. Such a great
achievement. Thank you so much, Willie.